Lesson 32, Section 1, News. News Item 1.
Now, before the weather report, we have some road news for you from Philip Thompson.
Yes, well, the A41 is still very busy at the Dome roundabout this morning. Harrow Road, the A404, Harrow Road is now flowing freely, no problems there. The other congestion we have is in the A1M, up near Hatfield. The M1 is heavy, but at least is moving along a little bit slower than normal. In Hammersmith, road repairs between Ridge Street and King Street are causing delay. Finally, a demonstration march at 12:30 will cause congestion in central London.
News Item 2.
And now our weather report.
Nice sunshine all day long today, soon becoming very warm. But there will be some relief from the heat with something of a breeze developing. Even so, the temperature will get up to 25 degrees later today. It's already up to 19 degrees Celsius now at 9 in the morning, and it'll go on rising. Very little cloud at any stage during the day. Just a few clouds drifting around early in the afternoon. So we should end up the day with a good 14 hours of sunshine going into the record books. That breeze is an easterly one that's going to keep the coastal areas a little bit cooler during the day, but still quite pleasant. Over the night, clear, dry weather, still a little bit of a breeze, and the temperature down to 16 in central London and 12 or 13 out of town.
Section 2. A. Accommodation.
Where can I stay in this town?
There are lots of hotels, but they tend to be fairly expensive, and then there are bed and breakfast places, which are much cheaper, and you can find out about them through looking in the paper or else just walking around the streets. And they have signs in the window saying bed and breakfast. And then there are youth hostels.
What are the youth hostels like?
Youth hostels are okay. All you get is a bed, but they do tend to be very cheap.
Do I have to become a member?
Yes, you do, in fact. But it's very easy to join, and there's an office along the road where you can go and sign on.
B. Schedule in a nursing home.
Mrs. Weston is describing her schedule in the nursing home.
I usually get up at 6:30. I've always been an early riser. When my husband was alive, we had to be up by 5 o'clock. He was a long-distance train driver, you see. Before breakfast, I have a cup of tea, and I listen to music on the radio. Then, between 7 and 8, I get dressed and eat breakfast. A boiled egg and a large glass of orange juice. I never have anything else. Then, at 8 o'clock, I always watch breakfast television for the news and the weather and the chat. And then, I usually have a nap until lunch. That's always at 12. We have a big lunch here at Twybury's. Soup, roast meat, potatoes, vegetables. Always a pudding. After lunch, I like being taken out in my wheelchair. Or even in a car, if there's anyone to take me. I hate staying indoors. I like looking in the shop windows, or sitting in a park and watching the world go by. Sometimes someone will read to me, or write some letters. I usually fall asleep about 3. And then, of course, we have our tea around 5. Nothing heavy. Cold meats and salads and fruit and that kind of thing. In the evening, we play cards or do knitting. And then I'm in bed by 8. Well, I'm getting on a bit, you know. I'm nearly 83.
see. Free samples.
Morning, love.
Good morning.
Sleep well? I've made some tea. There you are.
Thanks. Any post?
Not really. There's a postcard from Aunt Lil, and there's a questionnaire to fill in from the company which gave us the free samples of tinned meat to try out for them.
They've got a nerve.
But we did say we'd return the questionnaire when we took the samples.
What do they want to know?
If we liked it.
If we liked it? Are they joking? You're not filling it now, are you? What for?
Well, we did promise, and if I do it now, I can post it on the way to work.
Well, right, we didn't like it.
I'll put not much. That sounds nicer. And then it says, if not, why?
No flavour, too much fat.
How did you cook it, is next?
Fried it like they said, didn't I? Took a mouthful and gave it to a cat.
Guests' comments, if any?
The cat became ill. Poor thing, her fur went all green.
Did guests ask for the brand name?
Tell them that our cat can't speak.
Will you be buying our product regularly?
Certainly not. They must be out of their minds.
Did you find the tin attractive?
Cut myself opening it. Nearly lost my thumb. Couldn't use it for a week. I thought it was infected.
Any other comments?
Well, tell them we're too polite to answer that.
D. Murders in the house.
Well, Mrs. Long, how do you like it here?
Oh, since we had the house redecorated, it's much nicer to live in. But there are still a few things that bother us.
Oh, what sort of things?
Nothing to do with the house, really. It's just that our daughter Jane hasn't been... Well, she hasn't been sleeping well lately. I mean, she's had a few nightmares.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Excuse me, Mrs. Woodside, but... Do you mind if I ask you something?
No, of course not. Dad!
What do you know about the people who lived here before?
Oh, not very much. Nobody has stayed here very long since... Well, since you know.
Since?
Since when? Well, since those... Surely you must know about it.
No, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Those terrible murders that happened here more than 20 years ago.
Murders? What murders?
But I thought you knew. This house once belonged to a... I really thought you knew. To a man who's supposed to have murdered 3 or 4 women. Right here, in this house. Afterwards, he's supposed to have cut up their bodies. Right here, in the kitchen. What? Are you serious? Oh, dear. I hope I haven't said anything to upset you. I can't believe it. Neither could I. Not at first, at least. He seemed such a nice man.
Who?
Taplow. Gordon Taplow. He didn't seem like the kind of man who could do such things at all.
You mean you knew him?
Well, yes, of course I did. Oh, not very well, but I used to see him in the street occasionally. We said hello to each other. He was a very quiet man. You wouldn't have thought he could have hurt a mouse. Once, I remember, he invited me in for a cup of tea.
And what happened?
Nothing. I never got round to it. Oh, to coming in for a cup of tea. I was always too busy. I suppose it was a good thing, wasn't it?
What?
That I never came in for a cup of tea.
Session 3. A. Banking.
Now, Miss Andrews, how much do you actually want to deposit with us in your new account?
Well, it's just round £2,000 that I won on the premium bonds.
Right. I now need your full name and address.
Helen Andrews, 33 Bedford Road.
Helen Andrews. Would you please spell that?
A-N-D-R-E-W-S.
Hmm. Address?
33 Bedford, that's B-E-D-F-O-R-D.
That's 33 Bedford
Road, London E14.
Right. Now, do you want a deposit or a current account?
Well, I want to be able to take my money out at any time.
I see. So you probably want a current account.
Well, if you say so. I've only ever had a post office savings account until now.
Well, with a current account, you can, have a checkbook, or you can come into the bank and take the money out as you like. Of course, there's no interest on a current account.
None at all?
No. If you put it into a 7 days deposit account, of course, you get interest. But in a current account, none.
Well, most people have current accounts, don't they?
Well, they do if they've not got an awful lot of money, and they need to use it regularly. So that's probably the best thing for you.
Well, you'll give me a checkbook, won't you?
I'll give you a checkbook immediately, yes.
Do you need my signature?
Yes. We'll need two or three specimen signatures.
Okay. And I will get a check card. I mean, one of those cards which I'm allowed to use for up to £50 a day.
Now, we don't actually give a check card until you've had an account with us for 6 months.
6 months?
Yes. We have to see how the account's going, you see.
But that's crazy. I mean, I used to work in a shop and we'd never accept checks without a check card. I mean, no one will accept my money.
Well, this is how we work, I'm afraid.
Well, I'll have to reconsider everything again, I think. I have no idea you would.
B. How to advertise for a bank.
If you ask someone, they'll say that the bank is where you can cash a check. But it's more than that, and we have to tell people that in our advertisements. There are several things to think about. When do you start? I mean, at what age? That is the first problem. I think you must start very young. So we said, let's introduce the name of the bank to children, and they will never forget it. The next question is this. How do you attract the different age groups? My partner said, why don't we use a gimmick for each age group? Give them something for nothing. Money boxes for young children, T-shirts for teenagers, gold pens for young executives. That always works. But what do you give to your best customer? That's another question. What about leather diaries, for example? Banks are very competitive. How do you think of something new? That's always a problem. We were one of the first banks to have drive-in banks and to open on Saturdays, but now many banks do. Of course, most banks now offer insurance and travel services, and all the usual standing order and direct debit services. The other thing about advertising is where. Where do you put the ads? On television, of course, but which journals and newspapers? And when and how often? These are questions you have to ask yourself.